If you have your Bible tonight, turn to 2 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6. The Bible says, "But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he who soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposeth," now watch this, "in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity. For God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. As it is written, he hath dispersed abroad, he hath given to the poor, his righteousness remaineth forever. Now he that ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruits of your righteousness, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causes through us thanksgiving to God. For the administration of this service not only supplieth the want of the saints, but is abundant also by many thanksgiving unto God. Whilst by the experiment of this ministration, they glorify God for your professed subjection unto the gospel of Christ, and for your liberal distribution unto them and unto all men, and by their prayer for you, which long after you for the exceeding grace of God in you. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift." I want to preach on this thought for just a moment time tonight, if God will be my help, on giving to get. Giving to get. As we see Paul, when he's lining this thing up and he's talking about being there and being a help and encouragement along the way. Helping where we can, in other words. You know, there's a whole lot of things we can do that we don't think we can. These folks in the church, and I've said it before, there's a lot of folks that's getting up in their age now, getting up in their year, but there's not a reason why you can't pray. Amen? There's no reason why you can't pray for this little old preacher. There's not a reason why you can't pray for your congregation and the folks around you. And boy, I just love it when somebody calls me up and lets me know, say, "You know what, Pastor, I love you. I'm praying for you." I tell you what, my whole heart just does flip-flops when they do that. Amen. It blesses my heart. And there's a lot of our folks, and I appreciate you, that do that. Sometimes I'll be talking to you and say, "Preacher, I love you." Amen. Praise God. That helps your heart. And it's never wrong, praise God, to plant those seeds ahead of time. Give those seeds, praise God, of grace and mercy and love, so that God can rebound them unto us. What Paul's talking about here, he's talking about that we give, praise God, but we don't give to get, but praise God, we give and we get. God just pours out bountifully upon us. He said, "This I say with you, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly." Amen. If we don't want to do anything, we can't expect to receive anything. You go down there to the job place and you don't put forth some effort, you can't expect the boss man to give you a raise. And if you don't put forth that effort, you're going to get, and when it comes bonus time, you're not going to get the kind of bonus that you think you deserve. But what would make you think you deserve a big bonus and a big raise if you're not doing your part? Amen. But praise God, but when I was boss man, I always like to take care of my men. I told my boss, I said, "Praise God, he's taking care of me. We need to take care of him." Amen. He's making me look good, which is making you look good, praise God, before the big man. Amen. Praise God. So we'd take care of them. Amen. We'd show them. We appreciate it. We'd let them know, along the way. I don't know why we've got this idea, praise God, that we don't have to tell anybody. Praise God. We love them. Praise God, till the end of the line. Amen. You know what keeps you from telling somebody you love them? Pride. Amen. Praise God. Listen, you daddies, praise God, you ought to tell your family you love them all the time. Amen. Praise God. Sometimes it's hard. I think as daddies, we think we're supposed to be tough, macho ones, praise God, and we're never supposed to show our emotions or our feelings. Praise God, we ought to show our emotions or feelings both. Amen. And we ought to let them little old boys and girls, praise God, them little children at home, know that we love them. Amen. Said we need to be sowing it in a liberal fashion. You know why? Because it comes back threefold. Amen. Amen. Praise God. It won't go out void. But praise God, it'll just continue to snowball and it'll just keep bigger and bigger. You got problems at home, praise God, just begin to love them out of the way. Amen. Praise God. Brother Rex has been hitting on it all day, praise the Lord. He's got the right idea. Amen. We can't make nobody do nothing, praise God, but we can sow love in their heart, sow love from our heart, praise God, and God will manifest it somewhere along the line.
Amen.
Amen. He will. That's what He does. But He said if we sow in it sparingly, said we're going to reap sparingly. I don't know about you, it does my heart good when somebody tells me they love me. Amen. Everybody in here likes to know that you're appreciated. And I want to say, praise God, in front of the whole world, I appreciate my church.
Amen.
I appreciate our church family. I appreciate every one of you. It's all special. Amen. Praise God. I love you all. Praise the Lord. Every one of you, praise God. But He said, if you sow sparingly, we'll reap sparingly. He said, which soweth bountifully shall reap bountifully. Amen. You want to get your cup full, praise God, just go to pouring it out. And see what God will put back in. When you do it out, praise God, in the right attitude of heart, God will begin to manifest Himself in such a big way, praise God. You'll begin to pour it out, and God will be to fill it up faster than you pour it out. It'll kind of be like the last few days around here. Amen. Praise God, there's a lot of storm drains and a lot of ditches and a lot of creeks. Praise God, it should have had a lot of water, but praise God, God was a pouring it out faster than they could drain it out. Amen. That's what God will do, praise God. When we start showing the love of God, we start loving each other, pouring out that as God's give us, amen, in the depths of our heart. Why shouldn't we? Because God loved us.
Amen.
Why shouldn't we love each other, praise God, the more? Put aside all the pettiness of this world, praise God, and realize that we're living in the last days of grace, and it's time just to love unquestionably. Amen. I mean, don't hold back unreservedly. Just love God. Love each other. Pour it out on purpose. See what God does with it. Amen. You know what's wrong in America now? You know why our children are killing each other? Because they're looking for love, praise God, and they're not finding any place. Amen. The reason they're off the wall and out there doing what they're doing, praise God, is nobody cares enough to them to be involved in their lives.
Amen.
If we're involved in our children's life, in our family's life, and we love them, we show them love God, they won't go out and kill people. Amen?
Yeah, amen.
Now, I'm preaching it right tonight. It's a hard attitude that's wrong in this world. We need love, praise God, to keep us going in the right direction. And the only way we're going to get it out in the world today is to show it.
Amen.
Live it. Let them see it. Make it alive. Make it real in who we are. For God's glory. Amen. Praise God. But He said if we pour it out so bountifully, He said we'll reap bountifully. Amen. Praise God. Our kids, our youngins, our families, our husbands, our wives, praise God. They'll see that we love them, we care for them, and praise God they'll reap, they'll show that back. They'll reciprocate that love. Not only to you and I, but to the whole world and people around us. What we need is the right kind of love. What's wrong with the world today? There's a lot of love, but it ain't the right kind. We got a love for possessions. We got a love for things. We got a love for the things that's perverted of this world. When we need a love for God.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Number one, if we get a love for God, if our homes get a love for God, if our family get a love, I pray God we'll have the major ingredient to make this thing work. To get our families back. Amen. But it's going to take you and I loving to God with all our heart, our mind, our soul, and our strength. And that takes us all the way back to the beginning. Amen. Where we're messing up, where we lost it, praise God, it's when we walked away from God. But when we get back to God and we begin to try to love Him with all our heart, we pour out unreservedly, we pour out bountifully before God, we'll begin to reap bountifully. Amen. You say, preacher, you're crazy. I believe this with all my heart. Amen. I believe with all my heart. Now, the devil don't like it. The devil's crowd don't like it. Amen. They'll frown upon it. They'll put it down. They'll put you down. But I want to tell you, praise God, it'll touch their heart too. I tell you what we need in Washington, D.C., praise God. We need God in Washington, D.C. We need God at the White House, and we need God at my house. Amen. That's what's going to change us. That's what's going to get us back on track, praise God, is when we begin to realize, amen, that when we begin to give, praise God, we'll begin to get that that God's got for us. He'll pour out on purpose, praise God. He'll bless our hearts. He'll bless our family. He'll bless our lives. He'll bless our schools. He'll bless our churches. And God Almighty will rule again. Amen. Amen. But we're living in a day and hour, praise God, that we try everything else first. Amen. Amen. We'll try everything else first. Brother Bill, if they would just ban all them guns, it would fix all the problems. Got to get them guns out of people's hands. Amen. You know, funny thing is, they told the Indians that. They told the Indians that. The Native Americans in America, they said, just give your guns up. The government will take care of you. You know how that went. Amen. They ended up beat down and drug and dying, praise God, and on a reservation somewhere and forgotten. Amen. But I want to say, praise God, if we'll turn our hearts and minds back to God, when we'll turn our bodies, our everything, if every fiber of being back to God, say, Lord God, I'm nothing but You're everything. You're my all and all. You take this. I told a boy the other day, he said, know what? I've been struggling, but it seems like I've been getting luckier every day. Got a business that's he's growing. He's starting to work out of his home. Amen. He was a my little neighbor there, and he said, things is just going so good. So I've just been so lucky. Said I'm working more and more out of my home. Said in a few weeks I'm going to be able to quit my job and I'm going to be able to work it. I said, glory be to God. That ain't luck, brother. He said, that's the goodness of God. Amen. And boy, just like a lot, he said, you know what? You're right. He said, it's just God. He said, God, I said, He's been merciful to you. He's been graceful to you. Praise God. He's been good to you. Amen. You say, what are you saying, preacher? I said, we need to put it back, the praise and the glory and honor back where it's deserved. Amen. Amen. I don't take much stock in luck. Amen. I take all my stock, praise God, in God. God's the one that's able to make these things happen. Praise the Lord. Me and Sam stood there for about 5 minutes, just praised the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. I said, just give God the glory. Praise God. He'll make it happen. Amen. Ask Him and believe Him. Praise God. That little girl, they got her name's Azalea. She likes to be called Azalea Flower. Amen. I call her a little flower. Said she told her mom and daddy a while back, she said, so they pray. They got down. They pray, was praying before she put her in the bed. And she said, "Mama," said she prayed. She said, "Mama, I need to pray for Mr. Jeff on the hill. Pray God, he can fix anything." Amen. Praise God. I said, "Glory be to God. Thanks for a little flower praying for Mr. Jeff." Praise God. I'll take it. Glory be to God. It'll bless God. It bless my heart, and I know God will hear those little prayers. Amen. Amen. You know how she could do that though? She didn't. They was no pride. There was no begrudge in her heart. Praise God. She said, you know what? He's been a blessing. Let's just praise God for him. Amen. You know what happened? If we ain't careful, we get the devil, let the devil sneak up on us and get him hijacked. Praise God. Our rejoicing. And we'll say, well, you know what? That they've been such a blessing to me, but I'm not going to tell them. Amen. Praise God, somebody bless your heart. Somebody does you good. Praise God. You're just going to say, thank you. Praise God. You're such a blessing. Amen. Praise God. Well, see, because you know why they did it? They did it because they want to. And what he's telling us here, praise God, it's when we do what we do because we want to. He said, that's what will make the difference. Amen. You know, you can do all you want to do because somebody tells you to, and it won't amount to much. Amen. But if you do what you do because you want to, it'll make all the difference in the world. He said, if we sow bountifully, we'll reap bountifully. He said, every man according to his, as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give. Amen. He said, as you purpose in your heart, what's going on in your heart when you do it? What's the attitude of your heart, praise God, when you're doing what you're doing? Amen. He said, not grudgingly. Not because you're made to. Amen. Sometimes Sometimes us young men, we take out the trash because mama tells us to, or because our wife tells us to. So how about taking out the trash? How about gathering up the garbage? Amen. And we do it because we have to. Because mama done said. Amen. Because the wife done said. And we all know if mama ain't happy, and if the wife ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. Amen. So we don't do it grudgingly, praise God. We do it because we get to. You know, next time I look, praise God, I accumulate that trash too. Probably more so my wife, because I do most of the cooking. Amen. So that trash, that garbage gathers up. And so you got to get rid of it. Amen. So I don't have to wait for her to tell me to take out the garbage. Praise God. I say, you know what? Praise God, I'm going to take out the garbage. Amen. And especially when it goes to stinking. Amen. There's some things you unpackage and you throw it in the garbage, it'll begin to stink. Just like the things in our life, there's some things in our life, praise God, it's packaged up. We open them up, we expose them, and they begin to stink. And praise God, what we got to do is we got to just chunk them in the garbage, and not only chunk them in the garbage, but get rid of them. We got to take them out. Right. Amen. What I'm saying is we don't have to wait for somebody to tell us to get rid of the garbage. Amen. What you do is when you realize it's beginning to stink, praise God, we never should let it get that far. Amen. Whenever you throw it in there, you know it's something that's going to cause some contamination in her. See, the Bible teaches us pretty good. He went down there to Lazarus. Lazarus had been dead 4 days, and the Lord said, roll the stone away. And she said, Lord, been 4 days, by now he stinketh. Amen. If he's garbage, it's hanging out, been more than 4 days, it's probably beginning to stink. If we've got things in our life, it's been more than a few days, praise God, it's beginning to stink, it'll get rank. Amen. But when we take that out without somebody asking us to, glory be to God, amen. When I come home, and when my little wife gets home, praise God, she comes home and the trash is out and got a nice clean bag in there and the house smells all rosy, praise God, don't smell like old dying fish. Amen. Lord be God, it blesses her heart. Amen. God, he said, praise God, he took the trash out. Amen. These people in your life, praise God, it knows the trash that's in our lives. And if we're going to sow, if we sow sparingly and we sow begrudgingly, praise God, but if we'll sow bountifully, praise God, and we'll sow because we want to. Amen. Not because we have to. He said, not grudgingly. He said, or of necessity. Amen. He said, not because we're made to and not because we have to. Because it comes to the point that thing starts stinking so bad you can't stand it in the house. Amen. When you come in, you got to wear an oxygen mask to breathe, praise God. It's time to take the trash out. Amen. Amen. Praise God. He said, but if we'll do it before then. He said, don't do it because of grudgingly or do it of necessity. Because watch this. He said, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Amen. You know what he's talking about here? He's not talking about the quantity. Now listen to me. He's not talking about the quantity of the giving. But he's talking about the quality of the giving. Amen. He's talking about giving, praise God, because we want to. It's about grabbing them little old grandkids. It's about grabbing them little old children up, praise, and just loving them up to your bosom and telling them you love them, praise God, because you want to.
Amen.
Amen. See, I know we live in a crazy world. It's wide open with the hammer down from daylight to dark. Amen. You're running to and fro. Praise God. Like I said this morning, the Bible said it'd be that way. But praise God. Hey, listen, what we ought to do is just slow down long enough. Pick up a little bit of glory from God. Amen. Hand out a little bit of love on purpose and say glory to God. I want not to be a quantity of the love, not to be a quantity of what I do, but the quality of love. That's that kind of love, praise God. That's kind of help. That's kind of encouragement, praise God, that comes from your heart. Amen. The kind of encouragement that'll make a difference in the home, in the life, in the church, in the schools, in society, in our country, in our nation, in the world, praise God. just a little bit of quality. Amen. I know we're busy. Things don't always have all the time that we'd like, but the dividends are big. He said, for God loves a cheerful giver. He loveth a cheerful giver. Amen. Now watch how he ties it together here. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you. You see what God's done here? Now watch this. When we love God and we give Him the kind of quality of life, praise God, the kind of quality of praise and honor and glory, amen, the kind of quantity of love comes out of us, praise God, because we want to love each other, because we want to be a help to somebody. He says it makes God a debtor, praise God, to do that for us that we can't do for ourselves. It puts God on the line. It says, hey, praise God, we're doing it for your glory, and if I'm not sufficient in it, it ain't my fault. Amen. God, this is on you, praise God. It makes Him a debtor to me and you. And God will not be a debtor to no man. Amen. God will not owe you and He'll not owe me. Praise God. So when we do what we do because we love God and love and praise God, want to be pleasing to Him, He'll fulfill His part. He said, God is able to make all grace abound toward you. In other words, praise God, He said He'll take all that and put it on your account. Amen. He'll mark her off as paid in full. Nothing owing. Amen. When it comes to the goodness of God manifest in your life and in my life. He said, God Almighty, do it. I'm talking about giving that we might get. And God makes it happen. We can't do it by ourselves. Rex said tonight, no, we can't do it, praise God, but God can. Amen. Jesus said Himself, you can do nothing without me. Amen. Just record that in your mind. If you don't ever remember anything I ever say, just remember Jesus said, you can do nothing without me. If you want to accomplish anything in life, praise God, you're going to have to do it with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I was talking to some folks today at the family reunion, some of the younger generation, and I was talking about what they wanted to do, what they want to be with. I said, you got to let God take control. Amen. Whatever you decide to do, pray and ask God that He'd be a helper, and He'd be in the middle of it. Hey, I was talking to my neighbor. And he said, this thing's just coming pretty good. I said, well, what happens? I said, I've realized. I said, you remember that old saying when God is my co-pilot? He said, yes, I remember that. Used to be on bumper stickers. I said, that was a misquote. That was wrong. He said, what do you mean? I said, we needed to be in the pasture seat and we need to be let God drive. Let God take control of our lives, praise God, and we just be passengers along for the ride. This thing's a roller coaster. Wide open, praise God, with turns. You get on them roller coasters down at Carowinds or somewhere, and praise God, you get in there and you sit down, you buckle up. That's all you can do. Amen? Yeah. Maybe when it goes, let's go, ah! Amen? That's all you can do. You're at their mercy. You're at the one that's driving the thing. You're at the one that's got the controls. All you can do is scream and hang on. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad when God is on the controls. I'm glad when God has got the power. He's got the energy. He's the force, praise God, that's driving the whole thing. I'm glad He's got it, and He's also got the brakes to stop it. Yeah. Amen. You get on them roller coasters, praise God, you don't know whether they've been serviced or not. Amen. You might get on there and get flying up around them curves, praise God, and it'd be going too fast, get going faster, 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 run you off into eternity somewhere. Literally. Take you out of here. But I'm glad God, when He can control, when He's driving, amen, He knows exactly how fast to make the turns. Amen. He knows exactly how to hold you in the seat. Amen. He knows exactly what you're doing. When we give God the glory, when God, as our debtor, begins to bless us, amen, He said that you always have all sufficiency in all things. He said, in other words, that all that we need is put into our hands. Amen. It's put because of our heart. Amen. Because of our heart, because of our heart attitude, God begins to take and puts our life in our hands, puts Himself through our heart, praise God, and takes it in His hand, and He begins to guide us and give us the power. a bountiful power, an exceeding power of God Almighty. He said, having all sufficiency in all things. He said, there'll be nothing lacking when it's in the hands of God. Amen. Praise God. When we put our heart to do that that pleases Him. He said, and it may abound to every good work. All sufficient. Be all sufficient for every need. Amen. You know what? We try to go out. We try to knock on doors. We try to visit. Amen. And that's all well and good. But when we put that in God's hands, we pray, say, oh God, go before us. You direct the path. And boy, He'll begin to take you places and He'll begin to touch hearts and open doors before you. Amen. Just like He did yesterday. But what a blessed day. Just out of verse, you know, I run into that fellow that claimed being an atheist and I just gave him the Word of God and left it with him. Amen. And I come up here to the church and it had been raining. And I thought, well, I'll just go in here and pray. And while I was praying, I thought, well, I'll go downstairs and see if there's any leaks. I went down there to see if there's any leaks. And there's two messages on the phone. And I got them. And the first one said, hello? I thought, what in the world? And I hung up. So I went to the next one. And a fellow came on there. He said, this is Adam. My phone number is such and such and such. He said, call me. So I want to come to your church tomorrow. Amen. I thought, wow. Is that a long distance number? Didn't say where it's from. We don't have long distance here at church. We've never had long distance coverage. We've never paid for it. Let me rephrase. We pay enough to have it, but we never had it. But I thought, you know, whatever. So I just got the phone and I dialed that number and I hit send and the phone started ringing. Amen. On the other end was a fellow. He answered the phone. He said, hello. I said, hey, is this Adam? He said, yes. I said, I'm Pastor Jeff Massey Stone from back there. You left a message on our phone at the church. He said, oh, Pastor, I'm glad you called me back. He said, I would like to come to your church tomorrow. I said, well, glory to God, brother. Come on, you'd be welcome. You need the address. He said, no, brother. He said, but I need, can somebody pick me up and bring me to church? I'm like, well, here we go again. No, we've been here and done this. Somebody, won't you come over to an apartment somewhere and pick them up and haul them around and give them $300 or $400 and all that you can, and then you never see them again. You know, that's how the mind works. That's what God. That's what the old devil say. And I said, well, sir, so where you need me to pick you up at? He said, at the TA truck stop. I said, okay. I said, well, let me ask you. I said, are you a truck driver? He said, yes, sir. He said, I'm a truck. I said, where are you coming out of? He said, I'm coming out of Colorado. And he said, when I'm out on the road, when I'm going to be down for time, he said, on Sunday, I like to get to a house of God. He said, I try to call ahead so I go to church. But you see how God is. I met with that boy down there. Boy, I come out discouraged. I said, oh, God, please help him. Amen. God, please. I talked to a little lady, boy, and she was just rejoicing. Me and her rejoiced in the Lord, met Him, praise God, and died. And old devil just shot me in the foot. But I come up here, praise God, and I thought, Lord, don't let it end this way, praise God. But I went down there, and there was the message. Amen. And he said, boy, I said, I'd like to come. I said, okay, we'll make it happen. So he called me this afternoon. He got hung up in traffic. He said, I've sat still for 2 hours. He ain't moved. He said, I don't know what time I'll get there. I said, we'll pick you up, whatever. Amen. Bless his heart. He got through the traffic. He said, I'll be there. He said, I'll be there about 4:30. He said, I'll take a shower real quick. He said, if you pick me. He said, I'll try to be ready at 5 o'clock. I said, all right, we'll be there. So I got jumped in the car. Me and Trace took off out there. Got coming out the road and I got a picture. Big old red truck sitting on the side of the road with the front tire blowed out. I said, oh, God. And about that time, he called me. And he said, preacher, so I'm not going to make it. He said, I've heard and I was trying to get there. I said, well, that's okay. I said, you all right? He said, yeah. He said, the front tire blew. I said, well, where was you at? He said, I just got off exit 37 out there at the TA truck stop and the tire blew down. I said, well, glory be to God. God almost got you there. But his heart was broke because he wanted to be in the house of God. I told him, I said, bless your heart. I said, can't you just leave it there and let them fix it? He said, no, I've got to be here with it till it gets fixed. I've got to take it over, park it in the truck, park it. I said, well, brother, I tell you what. I said, I guarantee you, God knows your heart. And God will bless you wherever you're at. And I said, we'll just pray that God will bless you on purpose. Amen. See, because God's looking at our heart. He knows our heart's desire. And He'll give us abundantly, praise God, because of the desire of our heart. Amen. He'll sow bountifully to us because of that desire. But you know what I told him? He said, I come through here about every two weeks. He said, I'll catch you again. Amen. Praise God. I said, keep my number. We'll be looking forward to it. Boy, I tell you what, ain't it good just knowing there's somebody that loves God that wants to be in God's house? Amen. Wants to be giving God glory. Hey, so many people today that's nonchalant, that could care less. But I'm glad there's a God of heaven, praise God, that's real. And He honors the desires of the heart with all sufficiency in all things. He said, may abound in every good work. He goes on and says, as it is written, He hath dispersed abroad. Now watch this. He hath given to the poor. His righteousness remaineth forever. Amen. He said He's given out seed. God's given out the seed, praise God, so that we can sow it. Amen. What's happening here in the church is God's given us out the seed so that we can take them in the world and sow them liberally. Don't be sparing, church. Praise God, sow them everywhere you go. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I better hoard them things up. I think that's what we do. We get all we can get, and we get all we can, and we can all we can get. Amen. That's what we do. But praise God, God never said to be that way. God said we need to sow the seed that God's given us. Amen. So somebody else can benefit from them. Amen. Don't forget, God gave them to us. He's the one giving us the seeds that we sow it. Amen. He said, His righteousness remaineth forever. He said, God's not going to stop. He said, in giving to get, praise God, we give out because God's given us. He'll give us more. We see that in Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 10. Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 10. The Bible says, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work of labor of love, which ye have showed toward His name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. He said, God won't forget what you've done. When we take the seed that He's given us and we sow it, praise God, God blesses it and He manifests it and He magnifies it and He multiplies it in the hearts and the minds of people, praise God, for His glory. Amen. He allows that seed to expand, to explode, to grow, praise God, into something so magnificent. We see Him in Luke chapter 6. In Luke chapter 6 and verse 38, the Bible says, give and it shall be given unto you, a good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. For with the same measure ye meet withal, it shall be measured again unto you. Amen. He said, what you get, God will multiply it. He'll give it back, and He'll give it back, and He'll press it down, and He'll push it down, and He'll run over. There's no wonder in the same chapter, Dr. Luke would say in verse 31, and he says, as you would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. Amen. In other words, what Dr. Luke said, he said, you start the thing in the beginning, and God will load your wagon so full that you can't pull it. Amen. You have so much blessings. Praise God. God give you, Brother Kevin. You'll have to get a bigger truck to pull it. Amen. You'll have to get something bigger. Praise God, to haul the load. Amen. Bless His holy name. In verse 10, he said, but now he that ministereth seed to the sower both minister bread for your food and multiplieth your seed sown. Who's the one doing that? God Almighty. God Almighty, when we realize that God is giving that seed, God is that one that's ministering the seed out. Amen. All the blessings that we receive come from God. Amen. All the joy, all the hope, all the peace that we have is from God. See, that's what's wrong. We're looking in the wrong place for our joy, hope, or peace. Praise God. But it's all ministered from God and through His godliness. Amen. He said, both minister bread and for your food and multiply your seed sown. And increases the fruits of your righteousness. Amen. Why? Because when you give unreservedly, God blesses you on purpose. And the fruits, praise God, is those fruits that you've sown, praise God. You sow sparingly, you reap sparingly. You sow bountifully, you reap bountifully. Amen. And God begins to give rewards. He said, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causes through us thanksgiving to God. He said, people start realizing what a blessing you've been to God. And let me just say this. Sometimes we're a blessing to somebody and we may never know it. But God does. Because they say, you know what? I didn't even realize what a blessing old Brother Rex was to me. And they get down on their face before they go to bed that night. God, somebody's done something for them. Somebody's been a blessing to them. And they say, God, thank you for this brother. Thank you for this sister that you allowed to help me that was a blessing to me today. God, thank you, praise God, for putting it in their hearts. You know what happens? God gets all the glory. But these treasures laid up in heaven for that one that was that blessing. So then God just says, boy, praise God, didn't He do good with that? He said, so see, that's what He talks about when He's talking about those talents. He said, we have those talents. He said, some one, some two, some ten. He said, and said, praise God, said God takes and those that use their talents well, God blesses them with two and three and fourfold and tenfold. Amen. And God says, boy, they handled that well. I'm just going to give them some more blessings. Amen. I'm just going to be a blessing to them. I'm going to be the blesser to them. Amen. And you start receiving the blessings, praise God. You start saying glory to God, and you start passing out those blessings in a liberal fashion. And boy, the God of glory, the one that gives them, the one that ministers them to us. Praise God. He gets the glory. People start praising God for those that are blessings to them. And this thing just starts getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And boy, praise God, till it gets to running out of the banks. He says, for the administration of this service, not only supplieth the want of the saints, but is abundant also by many thanksgiving unto God. Amen. The saints are in on the blessings. The blesser is in on the blessings. And the abundance of thanksgivings begin to go up in praises to God. And God gets all the glory. And he says how this thing comes about. He says, while by experiment of this ministration, they glorify God for your professed subjection unto the gospel of Christ. He says it's like an experiment. He said, you try it and it works. Amen. I can tell you by fact, by experience, that if you try it, it works. When God blesses you, praise God, just try to bless somebody else. Don't try to pull people back. Try to push them ahead. Amen. Step back and let them go first. Oh, but preacher, that goes against everything in me. I'm going to pull them back and I'm going to go first. Amen. Amen. I know. I've been there. I am there. I admit it, I'm the most competitive person in this world. Amen. Could be. but sometimes, don't it feel good just to step back, praise God, and put somebody else first? Let somebody go. You know, it blesses my heart when we have dinner stuff to sit back and let all you folks eat first. Because I just like to watch you just file in there and become partakers in it, in the goodness of God. Amen. It don't hurt us. We think it will, but just step back and let God, and God gets all the glory. God gets all the praise. It's an experiment. It works. The ministration of God, the glorifying of God comes through you and me as we begin to step back. He said, for your liberal distribution unto them and to all men. He said, what you give unreservedly to others, it'll be paid back and paid back and paid back again. But in closing, he says this, and since by their prayer, now watch this. See, there's two principles here that we see in Christians. He said, to bring glory to God, and do good to others. That's what we read and you're hearing back in Luke a minute ago. That's the two purpose. That should be the two purposes in our hearts, in our lives. Two principles is to bring glory to God and do good to others. And he says, by their prayer for you, which long after you, for the exceeding grace of God to you. He said, because you partook of the experiment, because you tried it, he said, because you found out it worked, you've received the experience. Amen. Of the experiment. When you receive the experience of the experiment, praise God, then you just give God the glory and say, Lord, it works. Amen. It works. So you give and you give and you get. Because you give not expecting to get, but God blesses you anyway. Amen. Praise God. That's what we do. Praise God. That's what God does for us. And He says, thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. So what is it? The unspeakable gift. That's that love that was shown to us through the Lord Jesus Christ. And it was magnified through the Lord Jesus Christ. We seen Him. That love that He showed forth to us. That love that we can give out to somebody else. We ought to just be praying, Lord, just manifest Yourself with the Lord of Jesus Christ in my life so I can give it to somebody else. Amen. Fill me so full of it that it'll run over. And it'll be run over on somebody else that God might get the glory. When we give, amen, when we give, giving that we might get, praise God. And God just about His bountiful supply. It's there. He's all that He has all that we need in surplus. Amen. The portals of glory and portals of heaven is full of the goodness of God. And He's wanting to manifest every bit of that to you. Amen.